Yes, welcome again to another RNG of Euroboyant from the Republicans. And we don't dare say to Moku Shapali talk about what they happened for inside Europe. Okay, Shapali Moku enters the matter straight up. And Sexy Joe, make I start with you because this one consigned one powerful woman for inside Newcastle. Very powerful, Amanda Staveley. She don't finally do the due, and she don't make sure, say, the Saudi Arabian conglomerate, more or less, then call them PIF, then buy Newcastle United, £305 million. Moku, we'll start from there. This Amanda, because for me, I like the fact, say, would they see women coming into football and trying to make sure, say, them follow get stick. For instance, Marina Granovskaya of Chelsea, now she be another powerful woman for inside Premier League. But for Amanda, this one, a big, big, big shout for her. Big, big leap for her, for her career. And also for the fact, say, she will be more or less inspirated to other people, them, especially ladies.
You know, they always torture me every time we start to see women. Then they put their weight as far as football they concerned. Because everybody knows, say, football now, men's terrain. And of course, now more women don't come. And of course, they don't show, say, yes, any way woman shoe can't put. It always makes sense, where we're, especially for football. And of course, everybody knows, say, when it comes to football, especially for a very big league, where we say they were branded like, whether they call them the English Premier League, it is very rare to see women. But gradually, all these people will be say, don't gather pogri where they don't give these women a chance. And we don't see what in the field. So now, good one. It's not easy at all to get people to buy that club for £305 million. Remember, the reason why my cash is no greaser now, because I'll say, if you say waiting and they bid for the club, no reach anything. But immediately the Saudi Arabians come, maybe she don't really give them better convincing story. We make them decide to bring that kind of pogri, drop them, and of course, they're ready to turn around the club. So, fantastic one. And I hope they will give more women a chance to also come into football for inside this kind of important roles. Because whether we like them or not, football, they evolve every day.
Butchi, coming to you for Steve Bruce now, while I still for him, because right now, he no get result for his first match since this takeover. And the problem now say, people they talk say, he no go fit match the ambition of the Arabians. Me, I ask, who be the coach who go fit match the ambitions? Because we don't hear of Jose Mourinho, they don't talk about Jose Mourinho. In fact, Jose Mourinho come out and talk, say, yes, he like the city, Newcastle, Tyneside, fine. But say, no go, you know, you think of going there. This guy, they available right now. Zinedine Zidane, they available. Antonio Conte, they available. Amanda, we know, say, she like Rafa Benitez. But who you think, say, will be the best fit for Newcastle and this project?
I like the ambition with these owners they show. But as they look, they look Steve Bruce like this team around kind of picking. Steve Bruce now hold you on this coaching job. Don't they coach for a very, very long time. But the difference, we say, in they coach average teams, smaller teams. When the expectations don't plenty, when too much money is given, plenty result is expected. Now him, they when they put the pressure on him, say they play the mind games. If they don't want me, I will go. If they want me, I will stay. But against the kind of players, they go, carry come. Well, I will come use tight take day. So in they come out instead from that pressure. Because believe me, you Newcastle go spend money. That now why they see Premier League clubs in the Man U. Even City where they complain. No, when money they complain about money. You don't say money pass money. Like people come out they complain about
your
money.
Club, now they complain about
I see. So that means say they don't say Trump fires on the mountain. Like they go invest well. And when you invest plenty money, you need a coach where they win.
Yeah.
Bruce never win before. The winning win winner when he carry Hall enter final against Arsenal FA Cup.
Yeah.
And that's it. I think they relegate that season too, something like that. So when you put money, you need to play a coach with the win. I think we then go for Conte go interested in this job. I just look Conte small because he's stubborn. I need to be a win. I don't think Zidane will come to England, not Newcastle right now. Jose Mourinho, I think they are worshiping right there in Italy.
Talking about average coach. For me, I feel say Ole Gunnar Solskjaer no be the kind of caliber of coach where Manchester United supposed to get. With the kind of players where they don't sign, with the kind of players where they get, with the clout where they get, they need somebody where we say, go get that winning mentality. Now, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, they show him more and more say, he's not the right man for this work. Because week in, week out now, India always get problem. Last 7 matches, only 2 wins. The problem now, and I say, in fixture list don't pile up. And whether or not you like it, he go get problem because he go meet the likes of Atalanta twice, Liverpool, Tottenham Hotspur, Manchester City, Chelsea. Now, considering say he never do well in the past, what do you think say if he do or what in Manchester United supposed to do right now, knowing that they are not in the top four?
I think it is high time then begin the hold players accountable.
So not be Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Not be Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. I'm not going to really blame him entirely, but I feel it is high time players to begin to share blames for all these things will happen. That they pay you week in, week out. Fans, they pay better Pogri to come watch you every week, both for Champions League, both for domestic cup, both for Premiership, and yet, these are some of the best players waiting for world. When you mention Sancho, mention Rashford, mention Cristiano Ronaldo, mention players where these people get Pogba. So why are they not doing well?
So they are, now the players,
long the players, short. The players be Thank issue. It gets your own problem.
Yeah, but the players, to me, they
blame
them.
Your hand. It gets your own problem. Mm. But then we can't keep blaming coaches. Now coaches, they always suffer the brunt of everything where they happen. But the fact remains.
You don't do.
I never talk. Finish. Pucci,
come. Follow the referee.
Fight will happen for years. Yeah, right.
Follow the referee. It's you. I don't shout. See, Timmy, I won't come from a logical angle.
Mm-hmm.
See, honestly, from my heart of my heart, I believe, my you fans are ingrates.
Wow. Finally.
Both in Nigeria, especially with Manchester, they are ingrates.
Mm.
Do you know who Socha is?
Who is he?
We get management skills.
Really?
Yes.
Management. Yes.
Socha. Get man management skill.
Okay.
That one day more important than tactics.
Really?
So man, you know, it's the future of football, I'm telling you.
Gucci, so what is it in man management don't give them since when they don't they
he with put Manchester the team United. Togetherness.
Togetherness.
And they are happy.
So why they not beat Leicester City?
It's not about beating people, it's about togetherness.
Players are not being fair on this.
No, it's not about beating. No, not being sexy, fair. Sexy way.
They should start holding players accountable. It's not fair on the coaches.
Timmy.
Star coach. Haba.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is not going anywhere. That now why the man you bought get a new contract. Don't be alone. They give all your coaching staff new contract. So are you telling me those owners are they daft?
They could be.
No, they cannot be daft. They are rich.
But also bear in mind, say giving them new contract. Rich. Don't be saying they don't pursue them tomorrow.
Sexy Joe, sexy man you fans. Honestly, this insult was it affects me. I don't like him.
Social
is there to build something extraordinary at Manchester United.
Okay.
Please, you have to stay. Okay. Not for the happiness of Man U fans, happiness of Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool.
But we keep hearing of how some of these players go their national team, e.g. Paul Pogba, they do well, be that leadership, bring that leadership quality. But when they come for their club, this now clubs will be said they because look after happy. Them. It's not fair.
So LVG.
I think when the players start to share for the woes of the coaches, everybody go sit up.
When would that happen?
In 1949.
Okay,
when we go back to
moving on. Moku Shapoli enter Serie A. The biggest game will happen over the weekend for inside Italian Serie A, and the one between Max Allegri and the man we then call the special one, Jose Mourinho. But Buchimeka, I start with you. Tactically, Chappelle. You want to talk, say we see best of tactics from these two astute manager. I use Oyi Bodie. Juventus, Roma.
I watched that game. Like, I know say the game go tight. At the time, when not carry this game 2.5. Not only one goal, they finish this kind of game. Very tight game. And also now, two teams, whenever they lead, they're very consistent. Juventus no long win for their last four or five games.
Yeah.
Roma win, draw. They're blessed they play.
Juventus, their first four games, they lose.
They lose.
But their last four games, now they don't win.
So, in a very tight game, we had just one goal could change. And when I'm more skin, the young boy will come IT for Everton. Now, you start scoring the winning goal, but AS Roma play good football. Then get good chance to score, but at times, if they used to it happen, thumbs up to Juventus for their win, hopefully. They'll continue this winning streak.
And Sexy Joe, up next for Jose Mourinho and Napoli. Remember, in first big game when he played for Italy, now against Maurizio Sarri in Luzern. Now, he don't lose to Allegri. But this time around, they go play Luciano Spalletti. Napoli, they on top. What do you expect from Jose Mourinho? Even though saying team see they fought. Well, you want to say in a way, pressure. They say the boss pipe. You go side the pile on top of your head.
I'm not sure say Jose Mourinho, they under any pressure. Yes, he don't lose
if
against
If he lose against
Napoli.
Napoli.
He lose against Napoli, but then
if he lose
against Napoli, rather, I know if the pressure will pile on top. And but the truth is, ever since the league for Serie A don't start, he never really played big team against Napoli. One thing about Mourinho be say, he dey study in teams, and the next time where them go jam, it go shock you. Waiting he go play against Napoli, but for now, I feel say this game against Juventus where them play well. But unfortunately, end the way we say it take end. That's one for him. Suppose give him inspiration. Suppose give him team that confidence when next they play Napoli.
Hopefully, go give him that sabiness to take play Napoli well. Because remember, like I talk, yes, in team, they try to do well. But then, things not just the fall well for Jose Mourinho. They get penalty too that yesterday, that match against Juventus. They lose them 1-1. I don't even know why the referee no count Tammy Abraham goal in the first place. But moving on, Moku Shapali enter Nigerian players, the king of the week. And Moku start from the same Italy who just come out from Victor Osimhen. In gets the winning goal for Napoli. He don't stretch in goals now. He don't score to 5 Serie A goals. And Bucci, make I start from you. We'll see Chidera Ejuketu, fantastic goal after the international break. Wayne come. Wayne say yes, in dribble. If I be one of the talk, say maybe Chidera Ejuke will be our next number 10. The way Wayne take play that second leg.
When he dribble less and score more, and of course, pass accurate passes more, then good, we can talk about that.
Taiwo Awoniyi, two fantastic goal scorer.
Wonderful, wonderful.
He's scoring 6th goal for the season for inside Bundesliga. Simeone Nwankwo finally opened his own account for Salernitana, even though they lose that match. Talk about Odion Ighalo. He don't retire, yes, but we'll go see the Chukli I put for him, buddy.
At least he collect a pogli.
Exactly.
Wow.
But Buchimeka, I start with you. Who be your goal of the king?
Timmy, they're not bomb me well. So now Victor Osimhen. I don't pick Victor Osimhen. That means they bomb me well. Right there.
Because you go pick Osimhen.
100%. Like that goal when you score, he hang for hair. Let's say Ronaldo come outside. We'll call Ronaldo out. Come outside.
Make
Ronaldo.
On to you.
He hang for hair. He hang. You know what I mean? Hair boy. And Jan hair boy. No, but you do a natural thing. He hang. Boko celebration, you need to watch the announcer when they shout Victor Osimhen like 20 times.
Ronaldo
massive
don't score that kind boy. Good way, yeah,
wait
hand
now, wait, wait now. Finish.
That's why I say call Ronaldo now. Who in be the call Ronaldo, he play against Leicester City. What did they do there? What did they do? No, no, I don't try to compare. Now mistake, can't they compare anybody? Ronaldo the greatest. But
now so they compare the hazard to Messi and Ronaldo. Where is he to
now? My time. Now my time.
Your time. You don't say your time.
My time. But shout out to Victor Osimhen.
And Sexy Joe coming to you.
I'm going to definitely go with Awoniyi because of say the guy don't come a long way. And of course, judging by Waka from Liverpool to all the long Waka where he don't go. And finally, finding route for inside Union Berlin. And we don't see how the improvement don't take come. So say, it warrants now you could general trot to even stretch neck. Say, okay, oh, this boy can't play. So a fantastic one for him. Of course, I pray and I hope say he will continue to keep up this form because if anybody deserve to get all those call-ups to get that shook, I put Awoniyi.
Thank you very much. And moving on straight up to the next segment, inside Euroballians, we enter one-on-one where my two giants, the two warriors, they go quata with their opinions on who they superior and who get mouth pass. But for today, Moku start. Now, two segments I put on. First off, Ballon d'Or, RCB right now. The problem, now say, Keylor Navas come out, can't say, they need to create another Ballon d'Or for goalkeepers. Question me they ask. Share in game point, because first off, if you look at critically, football na team game. In game point in the sense that
goalkeeper underline that word team game. Nah, team get game. Where they go.
Because whether or not you like it, goalkeepers don't do much apart from making saves.
Oh really?
Yeah. Wow. Waiting there. But all right. Where you stand? Where you stand? Make I start with you.
I stand with I totally agree with Keylor Navas. Not just goalkeepers, defenders. The only defender we don't win, I think Ballon d'Or was Cannavaro. The Italian guy. Yes, the Fabio Italian Cannavaro. Captain. Good. You know they fair, say then they always consider strikers and sometimes midfielders. You know good. I think you don't talk and finish na team game. Like there was a season where we say David De Gea they do well in and out. You understand? He was the best player, goalkeeper, best player for a team where we say get midfielders. Neymar they tell you.
That's the point.
It is high time.
Now, they start,
because these days, strikers, how many strikers they score much? Apart from maybe a traditional number nine like Lewandowski.
Can I talk now?
You understand? You go see midfielders, they do most of the work, they score goals.
I talk now.
Wait, ma, finish now.
Time to reach.
Thank you. See,
football
no be a hypocrite kind of football. Or no be there. We no come here to come please everybody. Everybody cannot be pleased. The most important thing about football is say goals win matches.
Exactly.
Goals win matches.
Who keeps the goals out?
Whether I like them or not. Goalkeeper, none of them they keep out.
Hey, but sometimes they go to say goalkeeper, they give you points.
Exactly.
If you have 90 points, goalkeeper give you like at least 10 points. That's 1 point. Over 1/10.
So they don't deserve.
Get my point. A goalkeeper can deserve to be Ballon d'Or depending, but the strikers and other will get the advantage. I'm being honest. I'm not that to look down goalkeeper. Like what they honestly do, don't run, 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 and dive. honestly. No, I'm not trying to insult.
Sexy Joe, you have the floor.
No. Don't run and dive.
Look,
that's why you say.
Let me tell you, Gucci.
Who they play football now?
What is good for Uganda is good for Kenya.
Like, no, really Kenya.
For the fact saying a team game, they're supposed to consider every department. If midfielder win and fair and square, I don't get issue. But consider these guys as well. My brother, without goalkeepers, team don't complete. Without defenders, team don't complete. Because striker, he go play for middle, he go play for defense, go and striker. Because I asked the question.
But I feel talk.
I talk.
You don't they shout like.
Why not go shout? I don't like cheating for my life. And
cheating.
I feel the other departments are being cheated and it's not fair.
See.
Including FIFA best, including UEFA best. They should start considering other departments as well. Because you come and see game, not an individual game. And it is not fair.
I want you one question.
Well, ask me.
Which one they celebrate more? When players score, when goalkeeper save ball?
One goalkeeper save ball, another celebrate.
Try they celebrate small now.
Now defenders they score. Now midfielders they score. Sometimes some goalkeepers they score. What do you mean? Is good for Uganda is good for Kenya.
Thank you.
Is good for Uganda is good for
Finally.
Never do.
Finally.
I say you never do. You won't give me red card.
Yeah, first
they give me
warning.
Yellow
card.
They give me yellow.
If you do another one.
Give me
so
red.
Finally, before we come out for inside today podcast. Make I ask you. They don't list out the players that we go win now. Who you just say deserve him in the past 1 year?
Oh my goodness. Robert Nwa Lewandowski.
Nine deserve him.
He deserve him.
Thank you very much. And Bucci, who deserve this year Ballon d'Or?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, we are. No, if I carry a
goal. You know why? Break record, 115 goals.
Are you serious?
Win IS go scorer for
Lewandowski break record of 49 years.
Win everything.
Didn't he break record of 49 years? 49 years.
Ronaldo enter Guinness Book of Records.
Ah, Lewandowski no enter
Guinness
Book of Records.
Google now.
Lewandowski.
Leave my set.
At least I don't make my point.
Yeah, leave. Stand up and leave.
I don't make my point.
Thank you.
I don't make my point.
There you go. There you go. Thank you very much, guys. And that's all we'll take finish today, Matter for Inside Euroballians. Remember to subscribe to all our channels. Anywhere they get your podcasts from, you can always get Football Republic, all their podcasts on top of that Matter for Inside any of your platforms from Spotify and the rest of them. Remember this now, Euroballians. Till I turn my yard again next time, may I do well. Na bye, Gary. Na bye, Rice. Football Republic.